Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I travel the world visiting boys and girls everywhere, sitting on their bedside table as a glowing candle bringing happiness, joy, and peace into their lives. And I get to hear the little tales that they tell about the experiences that they have. As a girl, always thought to be a very bright little girl, but Madeline was having in school. And so her mother and father decided would help her a little bit. And so they went to school and they talked to the teacher, and the teacher was sort of a lackadaisical teacher, but an okay teacher, but not the kind of teacher they wanted. So they were daughtered to another school where they thought there was much more. Be diligent parents, they moved their daughter to school. Their daughter, even under this very fine teacher, did not improve. And so, as a resort, they went to their daughter. And they said, "Sweetheart, what seems to be the problem in school?" It's a question you'd think they would have asked her a long time before. And Madeline said, "Mommy, I like school. School's lots of fun. But you know, Mommy, I feel like I'm just sort of floating along. I'm not doing anything that's exciting. I'm not doing anything that's turning me on that makes me happy. I wish I could do something that would be happy when I go to school. But I just go to school and learn and play and do things like the other children. But there's nothing exciting, Mom. What can I do? I'd like to do better, but I'm not excited." And so the mother, again, being a diligent woman, went to the minister and said, "Minister, what can we do about our daughter? She doesn't find any excitement in school." And the minister says, "Well, perhaps she hasn't found anything inside of herself to be excited about yet." And the mother said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And the minister said, "When we like ourselves, when we like who we are, then we find excitement in everything in life. But when we don't like who we are," it's not a matter of don't liking who we are, it's just that we're not excited about who we are, then nothing in life turns us on. Now, both the mother and father had visited the minister. They didn't take the daughter along. But they talked on the way home from their visit with the minister, and they said, "Well, what can we do to turn Madeline on? What can we do to get her excited about life?" And the wife said, "Well, you know, the minister did say that if she would like herself, if she would enjoy herself, then things could happen." "Yeah, but how could she enjoy herself?" the father said. "How could she enjoy herself if she doesn't like herself?" And the mother said, "That really is the point. How do we train Madeline to like herself?" Well, the father said, "I'd like to train myself to like myself too." And the mother confessed, "Yes, I'd like to do that too." So they went to a psychologist. And they said to the psychologist, "We would like to train ourselves to like ourselves and our daughter to like herself. Now, what procedure do we go through to do that?" And the psychologist said, chuckling in his inner heart, "This is an easy one. Ho, 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 ho." And the psychologist listened and he said, "All right, now this is what you do. It's a very intensive program and you have to follow it very carefully. And you have Madeline do it with you just as well as yourselves. Now, every morning when you get up, go in Madeline's room and say, 'Madeline, I like you. I think you're wonderful. Madeline, I like me too.' And Papa says, 'And I like me too.' And Madeline says, 'No, I like me, I guess.' And so they did that every morning. And then at evening time, before they said their evening prayer at meal, they said, "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." I sort of giggled and made fun of it and made silliness out of it. "I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me." And then Madeline looked down at the dog and she says, "Max, I like you too. I like you too. I like you too." And Max looks up at her and smiled and wiggled his tail and wiggled his whole beer end and he says, "I like you too." And then Mother looked down at the cat. She says, "Oh, you're not forgetting. Oh, you're not forgetting Magic. Oh, no way." And so Mother took her hand and stroked Magic's back and said, "Magic, I like you. I like you. I like you." And then the whole family began saying, "I like this table. I like our house. I like where I live. I like my bedroom," Madeline said. "I like my toys." And Daddy says, "I like my family." And Mother said, "I like my family too." And Madeline says, "I like my family too." And so they went around saying that. And then they said, "I like me. I like me, 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 I like me." And Madeline went to school and said, "I like me, I like me." And her friends looked at her and said, "That's kind of silly." And Madeline said, "Well, it's a new system that's come out, and the psychologist just told my parents about it, and he said it was a very good system to use." And the rest of the kids says, "Well, can we use it too?" "Well, my parents paid the psychologist to give them that information, but sure, you can use it too. Go right ahead." And so everybody in the school started saying, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And pretty soon, the teachers even began to pick it up. And everybody was saying, "I like me." And before long, the teachers started to get excited about what they were teaching. They got excited about all the subjects, and all the students in school were doing so well. And the school that Madeline was in had to confess that it was a change to school. That it was a school now where all the children were saying, "I like me," and all the children were doing so good in school, and all the teachers were enjoying coming to school in the morning. They'd come rushing in the door and say, "Well, how is everybody today? I like me, I like me, I like me. I like the school, I like the principal, I like all the other teachers, I like me, I like me." And Madeline graduated top of the class, along with everybody else. Everybody was the top of the class. Everybody was a straight A student. Everyone was fantastic. And Madeline said, "Mom, I like going to school. Mom, learning is fun. Mom, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy." And they were so happy, they had to tell me and tell everybody and tell the world. And I go around the world now and tell all the boys and girls, "You say I like me too. And watch what happens in your life. Hey, look at there's Mr. Sandman. Oh my goodness sakes. Look at those grungy pajamas he's got on. You think he'd wash it once in a while. You think he'd put on fresh ones. Mr. Sandman, how come you go around those grungy pajamas all the time?" And Mr. Sandman said, "Well, I don't have time to wash them. I got so many people I've got to give the pixie dust to, and you know, put the sand, this pixie dust on them so that they'll go to sleep and have happy, happy, happy dreams. And I'm so busy, I'm so busy." "And Mr. Sandman?" "Yes, Mr. Candle." "Could I help you a little bit?" "Oh, and I love that, Mr. Candle. You come along, you help me too." "Okay, now you give me half of your bag and I'll help you spread it all over." "But you don't have any legs, Mr. Candle." "That's all right. I'll do it with my heart. And you watch, it's the same thing." "Oh, Mr. Candle, you're so smart." "Yeah, it's fun. I listen within, and I like me, and it is fun." Well, boys and girls, snuggle up now with your mommy and daddy and say, "I love you." Snuggle up and say, "I think this is the most wonderful family in the world, and I like me, I like me, I like me." And get ready for a wonderful sleep with wonderful dreams, and enjoy life. I'll see you again another time. This is Mr. Candle. Goodbye, boys and girls. Goodbye, mommies and daddies. Goodbye. I'll see you again. I love you. I love you. I love you.